We saw in the Mechaber in Sif Gimel that he says, Yichtevein b'dyoy shachar, it should be written with dyoy shachar, bein sheyesh b'y me'afotzim, bein sheloy me'afotzim, whether it has in it me'afotzim or not. So we're up to the bir halacha, bein sheloy me'afotzim, that even without me'afotzim, the dyoy is going to be kosher. Says the bir halacha, ayin lekamon b'simin tofresh tzadik aleph, b'yer edeya, b'simin resh ayin aleph, shekosav ha-shulchan aruch, dim kosav me'afotzim, v'kan kantam kosher. That if the dyoy has it in it, me'afotzim and kankantim, which we explained in the liashir what those things are, so that is going to be kosher. Kosav prima godim, midloy hiskir guma, from the fact that guma is not mentioned, mashma da afim loy hitil behen guma kosher, that even if it just has me'afotzim and kankantim, but no guma, it's going to be kosher. Vayin oid bidvarv, shemestapik ladina im dafkali deishneim biyachad, kevan de ein behen guma. Is it only kosher if it has both of them together? Or if you even have only one ingredient of me'afotzim or kankantim, is that going to be enough? He holds the me'afotzim bilvad, or me'kankantim bilvad, posel afilu b'di'evid. It's not going to be kosher, it's going to be posel even b'di'evid. It's only called dyoy when you have me'afotzim and kankantim together, or me'afotzim v'guma, or me'afotzim v'kankantim. Only then will it be kosher. Umiguma v'kankantim yachad belita revis me'afotzim. If you only have guma and kankantim, without me'afotzim, oyashan etzim ushmanim, or you have guma or kankantim together with. I'm sorry, you have just me'afotzim or oshan etzim ushmanim without guma and kankantim. Libririli dasa grobiz, I don't know what the goin would hold in those instances. He says that one should be machmir lechatchila. Ubekankantim levad, if you only have kankantim, oy beguma levad, machmir afil b'dievet kedas agro. In those cases, he holds it's posel gomor. Ubetshuvas mishkan is yakiv, simin lamed zayin, machmir afil b'meyafotzim kankantim yachad b'li tarev is guma. The mishkan is yakiv holds that meyafotzim and kankantim is not going to be enough, not like the gro, ayin sham. Since the goyin is meikel, and neged psaka shulchan aruch b'simin tofreit tzadik aleph v'biyaradeh simin reish ayin aleph, so avada we won't paskin like the mishkan es yakev lahachmir. Al kolponim lechatchila bevada yesh li zarek edvarav. Lechatchila you should be choshish for the mishkan es yakev. Sheim hu oisid yoyim yimei afotzim, afilu am huma arvayim kankantayim, lo yaseu bilti tarev is guma, should not lechatchila be made without guma. V'hu adin nim yimei afotzim v'guma bilchud nami shapir domi. And if you would make dyoy from mei afotzim and guma, that would also be okay. Ayin sham b'tshuvas mishkan es yakev, shemei viharbi peiskim siyat edvarav. He brings a lot of peiskim supporting his position. Gam kosev sham b'tshuva de lechatchila yesh l'daktik la'asoyse al yidei bishul. He adds in that lechatchila the dyoy should be made with bishul, kedas haramban v'haran, hoyel de'efshar, since it's something that's not difficult to do. Continues the bir halacha, harei elu psulin. That's going on what it said in the mechaber, that if you wrote even one ois in a different color, so it's going to be pasul, it has to be black. V'im hu ois rishain, and if it's the first letter, says the Bi'er Halacha, Oishaksove kulan kach, well, you wrote all the letters that way, v'roitz ach arkach b'tfilin u'mezuzois lahavir kulmas kisidron alein b'dyoy, you want to be now be mavir kulmas kisidron, so would that be kosher or not? Tzarech iyan in mahani. Prima godem b'mishvitzoy zov ois tezvov. V'chassam seifer b'yeredeya posak de misafik posel. He's not masking to this tzarech iyan. He says that misafik, we have to be machmer, dehu bechlal diyoy al gabe sikra, that this is called diyoy al gabe sikra, and it's not going to be kosher based on the Gemara in Gittin daf yutes amud aleph. V'adinim el yirabba, deloika prima godim, shemifakfik bazan. The halacha is, says the Chassam Sofer, like the el yirabba, who holds that we cannot be mekel. Says the Mechaber, back in the end of Sif Gimel, im zorak afrei zav al ha'isiyas, if one threw gold glitter on top of wet letters, so now the gold glitter becomes part of the oisius, mavir hazov, so you can peel off the gold glitter, v'yishor k'savatachtoin, and the black which is underneath it will remain v'kosher, and the tefillin will be kosher. Avalim zorak hazov al ois me'az kares, but if you threw the gold on Shem Hashem, Ein Lei Takana, cannot be fixed. Lefisha Aser Lahavir Azov, because you're not going to be able to take off the Zav, Mishum Dehavir Kamechikas Hashem, because if you take the Zav off of the Shem, so that's like Mechikas Hashem, you're taking off part of the Shem Hashem, and that would be Aser. Says the Mishnah Brura, Mavir Hazav, an Ois Yud Aleph, V'af Al Gav De Kolzman She'ein Mavir Posel, even though as long as the gold glitter is still on, it's going to be posel. The Ksav Elyon Mevatel Ksav HaTachtein, because we go with the gold and not with what's underneath it. Le'mikri Al Yidei Avar Ksivish Le'ik Sidra. Nevertheless, by taking off the gold, that's not called that you're writing the words Shalaik Yisidron, for a very simple reason. Kevan She'ein Kosev, because you haven't written anything. Ki Yemavir, you're just removing a kisui. V'nisher Ksav HaTachtein Memela, and the underneath Ksav will remain on its own. And Memela, that will not be a problem. Says the Bir Halacha, Afrizov, V'hu Adin Shar Minei Tzevoinen Al Hadyoi, D'Poisel Bezeh La'Ksav. If you put other colors on top of the black, that would also pass al Bezeh Lo'Shayach Takanta D'Mavir, and you would not be able to be mavir kulmus on top of that. And even if afterwards you would want to go over the color with black, they say that that would not help. And writing on top of a Shem Hashem will not fix it. Even if you want to cover it with dyoi, it's still going to be possible. The raya zu docha primogodim, ayin shaman the primogodim, is doicha this raya. And indeed, ube emes lanias daiti, yesh la'ayin bezem, yesh bezem afilos psul sofik. Bir halacha says, the truth is, I don't even know if this is a sofik psul. Kamoi dioy al gabei tseva, as in a case of dioy al gabei tseva, which would be a sofik psul. Over here, it's much better. Achere de ksav atachtein v'gam ha'elyoin, hu ksav dioy, because the bottom ksav and the top ksav are both dioy. So it's only in the middle layer that you have tzeva, and the Bir Halacha says, l'chari, that should be kosher, v'ein kan makom l'harech. So he says that that would be okay. Mavir hazav, if you have gold glitter, so you can just take off the gold glitter, says the Bir Halacha, prisha kosav ayin v'yaradei simin reish ayin vav, kasavti shom b'shem rivosh, yesh lochush mishum ksav menumer, im yesh harbe oisius kain b'kama dafin. He says that taking off the gold glitter would be a problem if you have a lot of such isias, because it would be menumer, the letters would all be like a different shade, and that's a bizayin, and that would be a psul. V'chein kosev alechem chamudais, Tosfos Yom Tov says the same thing. V'el Yerabba hisig alem, the El Yerabba disagrees, derivosh leikoy klal al divrei hanimuka yosef kishazarek zov al adyoi. Derivosh, when he's talking about menumer, he's not talking about this case of gold glitter. The bezel shayach inyan menumer, that has nothing to do with menumer. Kevin the ksav lamata kayam, because the underneath ksav is remaining exactly as it was. El harivosh koyal ikir hadinim kosav bezov oibitzavainim atzman and gron vekosman bidyoi. He's talking when you have erasures. So when you have erasures, the bezel shayach inyan menumer veherich bezel. But in our case, where there's no erasure, there would not be a problem of menumer. V'ayin v'birki Yosef, shehiskim l'dver el yirabba, v'chein ha'b'nei yoyin agamkein, that the tzushtel is not a tzushtel, and the mela in our case, it would not be a problem of menumer, not like the shita of the prisha. Continues the Bir Halacha, k'moichik es ha'shem, avol moichik mamish loy havi, but it's not going to be mamish mechikas ha'shem, it's only kimoichikas ha'shem, if you take off the flakes of glitter from Hashem Hashem. Dinisha ksava tachtain. It's not meichik Hashem mamish, because you still have the black underneath the gold. Umashma mikan, afilu zarek zov, shaloi bekdushas Hashem, also limchik. It's mashma from this mechaber, that even if you threw the gold glitter on without being mekadeshit, there's still going to be an iser mechika, deloi kamoish hakosav hashach, bi'aradeya, simin reish ayin vov, sivkot niyud beis, Prima Godin points out that the Shach in Yerideya says that if one creates a Shem Hashem without being Mekadeshit, so that there would not be Chal and Isser of Mechikas Hashem. So the Bir Halacha is pointing out that L'chayre, from this Mechaber, we see that there would be a problem of Mechikas Hashem.